Phil Potter is next.
So I'm actually going to talk about two courses very quickly. I will not take 6 minutes, or Trey will throw something at me from back there. So the first course is Media, Public Opinion, and Foreign Policy, or at least that's how it's listed. It's actually going to be a little bit more expansive than that. What we're going to be talking about are sort of the domestic sources of U.S. foreign policy. Right, so when people talk about foreign policy, particularly in some of the other classes that I teach, a lot of it's about sort of international relations, right? How different international entities interact, and you get policy out of that process. In reality, a lot of what goes on in U.S. foreign policy has to do with domestic politics, right? It has to do with institutions like Congress. It has to do with what's going on in the White House. It has to do with public opinion. It has to do with the interaction between media, public opinion, and then what people in the White House are doing. So, you know, domestic politics matters is the big lesson in the class. We're going to be asking sort of basic questions of sort of who leads and who follows, right? Is foreign policy ever sort of dictated by public opinion, or is it really an elite endeavor? The class is going to be very discussion-oriented. It's going to be run as a seminar. The main writing assignment is going to be sort of two larger papers. So it's not going to be sort of weekly writing assignments, but sort of larger writing assignments in this class. The second class I wanted to talk about was my China class. So a lot of you put in applications for this, and 15 spots in that class are taken up by people who are going on the trip to Beijing. But there are additional spots in the class for people who'd like to take it. And I really would encourage people to think about doing that. This is a lot of fun. It's 3 hours once a week. We have a speaker each class talking about a different issue in Chinese politics or something that's of joint interest in U.S.-Chinese relations, something like currency, the currency debates between the U.S. and China, or perhaps something like environmental degradation in China, whatever it might be. So we have an outside speaker, and then we have a great book seminar. Right, so everyone in the class reads the same book each week, and so by the end of it, you've heard from, you know, about 5 really interesting speakers from around the university. You've read 5 really interesting books on different topics in Chinese politics, and I think everyone can get a lot out of it. So just because you're not necessarily going on the trip, don't think that you shouldn't be taking the class.